Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Over time, things tend to get complicated. As tradition and religion and activities begin to pile up all of the debris over what was originally there, the simplicity gets lost. I thought of that several times in a recent visit to the Holy Land. You who have gone know the experience, so you will remember. Frequently, people come to Israel to walk where Jesus walked. And so they will often ask the guide, did Jesus walk here? Now, unscrupulous guides will say, oh, yes, he was in that church, and he probably saw that building, and these were the walls that stood. But those with integrity will pause and say, you know, come here, let me show you something. And we will walk over to a precipice, and there's a fence there, and you lean over, and the guide will say, down there, see down there, about 25 feet, see those stones? Yeah, he may have walked there. Sometimes there's a twinge of disappointment, but those who are more realistic look forward to those places where we can say for sure he walked there. And there's always something beautiful and simple about it. For example, the Sea of Galilee. No way to build a church over that. Can't move the shoreline. It's always the best part of a trip. Every time we lead a tour, we have the boats tie up out there when we're in the middle of the sea. And we've asked people often to bring with them a rock, let the rock symbolize some burden they brought with them as they began the tour with us. And they'll have the rock in their hand. And we'll say, tell you what, when we tie up here, we're going to have a little time of teaching, but when the singing and teaching are over, we're going to have about 15 minutes of absolute silence. That's wonderful. You could hear the waves of the sea slap against the hull of the boat. And we say to our friends, the burden you brought with you, let it be contained in the rock and just let it go in the sea. It's a great moment. You're standing there and everybody's silent as a room full of nuns. I mean, it's just absolutely quiet. And you hear, pum. Oh, man, it's great. And then you hear, pum, 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 pum. Man, we just stoned the sea as we're out there in the boats. We always ask people when the tour is over what their favorite part of the trip was, and I'll tell you, 95 or more percent will say, that time on the sea. Of course. Why? Because it's back to the original. It's the simple. It's the uncomplicated. It's the place where you revisit and you see where he walked. And you renew something that over the years has gotten buried.
Life gets complicated, and over time your walk with Christ can become buried. Before you know it, you lose your way. Maybe it's time to get back to basics and remember your first love. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, How Can I Begin the Christian Life was copyrighted in 2005, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.